It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin and our neighbors boast the nation's highest concentration of robotics in manufacturing. That's according to a paper published last year by the National Bureau of Economic Research. The study also found factories that use mini robots tend to have more employees than factories without robots. To learn more about this workforce study, we spoke last year with Robert Siemens, an associate professor at New York University, and I asked Siemens how robots could be expanding jobs.
It turns out that factories that adopt robots see a subsequent increase in employment. So we see that in the U.S. We see that in other countries as well. So researchers that have gotten access to data from Canada, France, Spain, they all find that relationship.
Does your research then refute the concern that robots take jobs from people?
Well, it's interesting, in part, but not necessarily in whole. Mm-hmm. It certainly raises questions, right? Again, the popular narrative is that robots take jobs. And what the pattern in the data suggests that firms that are adopting robots see an increase in employment. But this comes with some caveats. So one of the caveats is that while we see this correlation in the data, it's really hard to say that it's causal, right? So it's really hard to say that adoption of robots causes more jobs. So that's one caveat. The second caveat is that it does look like the nature of the jobs themselves are changing, right? So the firms that are adopting robots, at least what we see in the U.S., it looks like there's a shift from manufacturing employment to non-manufacturing employment.
To non-manufacturing employment. So what would that sector be? Can you give some examples?
Yeah. So that would be, for example, sales and marketing would be one example.
Oh.
Another might be R&D or basic research. The exact nature of these jobs could vary depending on the nature of the work that's happening at the firm. Honestly, there's, if anything, this research raises a lot more questions rather than answering questions. And so one of them is exactly what you're getting at, which is, well, how exactly does the nature of work change when firms adopt robots? And we know a little bit at a high level, but there's a lot more we're still trying to uncover.
Well, let's tease out a bit. Touchdown in the upper Midwest, where Wisconsin is among the top five states you identified using the most robots in manufacturing. Why is that?
Well, that's right. So the top five are Iowa, Michigan, Kansas, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. These are the states that have the largest concentration of robots. And most of that is because of manufacturing, and in particular, because of manufacturing in the automotive industry. So that industry currently has the largest amount of adoption of robots.
And what has the automotive sector done differently than other manufacturing areas? Why has there been such an adoption in making vehicles?
That's a good question. Again, it's not solely automotive manufacturing. We also see it in electrical components, for example. Also, plastic. Yes, and some of this, by the way, sort of upstream from auto manufacturers. So it might be plastic injection molding and things like that. Mm. I think part of the reason is just that the automotive industry, actually tends to be a little bit of a technology forward industry in manufacturing relative to some of the others.
Rob, you say that the robotic industry is highly skewed. About 10% of American metro areas use 75% of all robots. What makes these robot hubs highly concentrated?
Yeah, it's an interesting finding. And let me just add a little bit to it. So a moment ago, we were talking about reasons why states like Wisconsin have a lot of robots. Here, when we're talking about these, what we call robot hubs, we're actually trying to control for the presence of certain industries, so for example, automotive, and controlling for the number of employees in an area, even conditional on all of that, it turns out that there are some areas that just have a whole lot higher adoption of robots than other areas. And There are a range of reasons for this that we have started to explore. But again, just like I said about it, 5 minutes ago, there are also lots of questions. There are lots of things that we don't yet have the answers to that we continue to dig in on.
It was interesting how you found like this robot clustering and these integrators, having local robot integrators. Can you explain what that is?
Yes. So these integrators seem really, really important in explaining what's happening. So a robot integrator is a third-party firm that helps manufacturers identify what types of robots are out there, as well as what other types of companion technologies are out there. And they help the manufacturer, identify these technologies and then install them in their production line. So that's what a robotic integrator does. And these robot hubs that we were talking about a moment ago. So it turns out that one of the biggest factors that explains why some areas are a robot hub and other areas are not is the presence of one or more of these robotic integrators that help the manufacturers.
When you have these integrators, they work in perhaps clusters because, you found that some companies that were located in the proximity to other companies with using robots in their manufacturing processes, that they, that they were kind of building out from there, that companies in proximity were also using robots. What did you find there about that type of clustering?
It turns out that areas where you see more adoption, other manufacturing firms in that same area then become more likely to adopt. We think that might have to do with a couple of things. One is just a sort of a knowledge effect, right? So you see your competitor or your friend who owns a factory down the street who's adopted a robot. You see some of the success that has come with that, and then you, as the owner of a firm, might be more likely also to adopt. So there's sort of this contagion effect, perhaps. Mm. So that'd be one explanation. Another explanation might be the presence of what we would call specialized human capital. So these would be individuals that could work at a manufacturing firm and understand the manufacturing process at that firm, but also understand how to operate a robot and understand how to work with the software that you typically need to also have in place when working with a robot. So it's this highly specialized human capital that isn't, uniformly spread across the U.S. It just turns out that it's in certain clusters, certain areas in the U.S.
And that is Rob Siemens, an associate professor at New York University. We spoke last year about his study of robotics in manufacturing. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.